Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Despite the media blackout, Hizb ut-Tahrir successfully concluded its annual conference. Translated. In context of the global activities of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the world, the party in Tunisia called on its supporters and supporters of the return of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, to attend its annual conference, which carried the title, The End of Democracy, By Allah, You Have No Answer Except in Islam and the Khilafah, Caliphate, on Saturday, the 29th of August 2020, in the conference hall, the Ariana Junction. The party advertised for the conference intensively during the days leading up to its date. People from all over Tunisian cities flocked to Ariana to confirm their support for the idea of the Khilafah and its workers. Thousands from different countries watched the conference via live broadcasts on the internet. The topic of the conference presented was the end of democracy and the need for Islam to return to rule and its implementation in all aspects of life through the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate. There was a great diversity in the conference's speeches that highlighted the disastrous results of the application of democracy in the world, and in Muslim countries and in Tunisia in particular, and how to restore the Khilafah and unify the Muslim countries under its shadow, and that the Khilafah is an obligation not only on Hizb ut-Tahrir but everyone, and we must work to establish it. Ironically, this political thought led by Hizb ut-Tahrir of the people of Tunisia has been overshadowed by most of the media, while they gather with their lenses in front of all those whose treachery manifested against Tunisia and their plots against it surfaced on many stations, and journalists and media professionals know about it the most. We in the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Tunisia, ask, how can the ruling class in Tunisia bet on a losing horse and continue riding the sinking ship of democracy? How long will the authority in Tunisia continue to seek to silence any voice calling for changing the bankrupt secular system and replacing it with the Islamic system and stopping it with the systemic plunder of the country's wealth and its human and natural resources, and stopping the political tampering caused by the agents and the weak? This systemic blackout is evidence of the failure of the secular democratic system and an explanation of the reason for this increasing number of people who reject democracy and wait for the time when Islam is implemented as a system capable of illuminating their political, economic, and life future. We address the media. Instead of showing hostility and submit behind the policy of obscuring the voice of those calling for ruling by the Islamic system and criticizing the advocates of the Khilafah, you should fulfill the purpose of objective and genuine journalistic investigations, which are a service for the press itself, to convey the reality to the public through investigation and asking the pressing questions regarding why are there so many people standing in Tunisia with the call of Hizb ut-Tahrir and their rejection of the secular political path in its entirety. This is confirmed by many indicators, the most prominent of which is the extent of the anger that prevails over the people against the rulers and their clowning around. The size of non-participants in the previous legislative and presidential elections, as well as the size of bankruptcy of the political class around Carthage and the Kasbah and Bardo. We also advise the honest and sincere people in the media and the general public, the people of Al-Khadra, Tunisia. We have been and still are working among you and with you, and until the state of justice and mercy that our Lord has chosen for us is established upon us. Its rulings have been revealed to us, and its constitution is being made clear to us, and it is from the guidance of your Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. To achieve glory and victory, all victory for those who are at the forefront to establish it. So be the people of merit and precedence. Do not listen to those who sold their deen for the world of rulers and a small width of the world. And listen to those who know the real disease that afflicted you and the Ummah, and have only the cure for your and the whole world's salvation. A cure from brutality of capitalism and its greed and its immersion and sucking people's blood. So listen to those who extend their hand to you with the rope of salvation, not those who ask you to be patient with rulers who have afflicted you with woes. And they implement the laws of the West on you, and carry out that which pleases them, not what pleases your Lord, the glorious and exalted. Stand with those who seek your good in this world and the hereafter, by implementing what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with you. Allah is your helper and will support you as He subhanahu wa ta'ala supported your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhuma on the day of Al-Ahzab. So I hope that the promise of Allah will be fulfilled on you and the state that the world awaits will be established by you and its good prevails all over the earth and you win a great victory. O Allah, hasten it and make us among its witnesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Wa'alamu anna allaha yahoolu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbihi wa annahu ilayhi tuhsharoon.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to Him you will be gathered. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Tunisia. Wednesday, the 14th of Muharram, 1442 after Hijri, the 2nd of September, 2020.